Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. This week we'll sample new stuff from British newcomers The View, Frame's frontman Glenn Hansard, Sweden's Dungeon, and a surprising new tune from Tommy Ramone, all part of our weekly attempt to cherry-pick the new release schedule for albums worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. We'll get started not with recommending a full album, but with an endorsement of a single, Into Action from Tim Armstrong. The Rancid frontman's new album, A Poet's Life, hits stores this week, but the must-hear is its first single, Into Action, a goofy but surprisingly charming slice of bubblegummy pop featuring Sky Sweden and the Agrolites. It's one of those singles that makes you stop and ask, who is that? While, like I said, it's definitely goofy and almost unapologetically sunny, it's also instantly catchy. And each time I hear it, I think it's even catchier than the last time I heard it. Here's a listen to what just might be the summer's best straight out of left field hit.
And with the bullet man, we're going number one. And I don't need any money not to have any fun.
Let's get moving.
That's Tim Armstrong. From there, we head to The National, whose new record, The Boxer, is highlighted in the June issue of Esquire. We summed it up this way. Matt Berninger's deep baritone and deep thoughts are a better fit for worship than the Arcade Fire's Neon Bible. The album's got all the meditations on love and war and none of the whining about newfound fame. And indeed, The Boxer is a start-to-finish winner. A brave record that finds Berninger wearing his heart on his sleeve but never complaining. The songwriting sharp, as the blogs like to say, literary. And each song tends to slowly unfold into something dramatically different than the one that came before it. It's a likable record the first time you hear it, a lovable one the next 10 times. Here's a listen to Mistaken for Strangers, a nice place to start if you're going to download just one song to gauge your interest in buying more.
You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you pass them at night under the silvery city bank light.
That's The National. Our other choice for the week's must-own record is the soundtrack to the new movie, Once. Once, a low-budget Irish indie, won an audience award at Sundance and is an absolute must-see. It's a modern musical with a plot directed almost entirely by the songs of Glenn Hansard and Markita Irglova. Hansard's the frontman for The Frames, and he previously worked with Irglova, a classically trained Czech vocalist and pianist, on a one-off record under the name The Swell Season. The One soundtrack is stacked with tunes the two play together in the movie and stands as both an excellent companion piece and a cohesive and compelling record on its own. If you're a Frames fan, it's a no-brainer, a must-own. If you're not, you're going to be a Frames fan. We've already highlighted on our previous podcast the tune we're about to play, Falling Slowly, but that was the Frames version. This one features Irglova too, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And with its sweeping chorus and Irglova's Emmylou Harris-ish harmonies, maybe the most outright gorgeous tune of 2007. Here's a listen.
Take this sinking boat.
That's a tune from the Once soundtrack. Again, run, don't walk to see Once when it hits your local art house. Rarely is a low-budget musical this deeply satisfying. Now for something completely different, Uncle Monk. Uncle Monk is a duo too, but check out who it features, Tommy Ramone. And leave it to the New York Times to sum it all up for us. They said, quote, "There is life after the Ramones, but who knew it would be bluegrass?" Yep, Tommy Ramone's in a bluegrass duo, and there's no irony to be found. No punk covers, no discernible punk influence, just straight up bluegrass. It's bluegrass done well enough and faithfully enough, and how bad you need to own it depends on your loyalty to Ramone and your interest in traditional leaning bluegrass. Here's a listen to Round the Bend, a curiosity that's definitely more than a mere novelty.
Gonna be there in the early morn field, just like a baby born. Coming round the bend. Sorrows and I'll bring mine. Well, those sorrows have a real good time. Going round the bend.
That's Uncle Monk. From there we head to Dungeon. My grasp on Swedish isn't great. Okay, it's non-existent, but somehow I've come to enjoy Dungeon anyway. Their last record, 2004's Ta Det Lugnt. was something of an underground indie rock sensation. People like me, those are non-Swedish speakers, found something to love about the music anyway, declaring that loud, really loud psychedelica easily breaks down language barriers. And while their brand new one, Teal Bitar, seems like more of the same, that's not a bad thing in this case. That's like saying a new Tool record sounds like a Tool record, and that's not necessarily bad either. With that lame introduction aside, take a listen to Gordet Nu, the record's first single, and see if this is something you want to explore further. That's Dungeon. We'll close the show with The View, not the Rosie O'Donnell Barbara Walters talk show, but instead yet another overhyped new British band. And I say overhyped because if they were just half as good as the pile of clips from the fawning UK press would have you think, they'd be the Beatles. And they're definitely not. And yet they're definitely a solid enough pop band, and there's moments on their debut, hats off to the Buskers, that suggest they stand to be a more radio-friendly band stateside than the Arctic Monkeys or Baby Shambles. And while the release of this record's been hampered by their repeatedly failed attempts to secure visas for an American tour, it's definitely worth seeking out, if for nothing else than the song NME's already crowned the song of the year, Wasted Little DJs. Here's a piece of it.
The same record from the 16th song, exact same song you did the last time around. Doesn't bother with man and harmony. It's the way it's a lazy spell.
That's The View, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.